The sun dipped low in the Caribbean sky, casting a fiery glow over the waters that lapped against the shores of Tortuga. It was the late 17th century, a time when the air was thick with ambition and the scent of adventure. European powers, Spain, France, England, and the Netherlands, engaged in fierce competition for dominance over the newly discovered lands. The Spanish, wielding the strongest grip on riches and territory, became the primary target for men driven by greed and desperation. Among these men were the French privateers, operating under state-sanctioned letters of marque. They were not mere thieves. They were soldiers of fortune. Names like Jean Fleury and Sir Francis Drake were whispered with respect and fear. These privateers plundered Spanish vessels, sharing the spoils with their governments. But as tensions escalated, so did the ambition of these seafaring men. What began as state-sanctioned actions blurred into piracy, and the bucaniers emerged from the shadows. Once hunters, they turned against the Spanish that had oppressed them, motivated by revenge and a scarcity of resources. On the horizon of this turbulent world stood a powerful alliance known as the Brethren of the Coast. The buccaneers, once scattered and disorganized, had united under a shared purpose. They established codes of conduct and democratic practices, viewing piracy not just as a means of survival, but as a way of life. Tortuga became their fortress, a thriving hub of chaos where forts were built and raids were planned against Spanish treasure ships. Among the most daring was Henry Morgan, a name that would become legend. His raids were audacious, capturing the attention of both enemies and allies. Port Royal, Jamaica, emerged as a central port, alive with the sounds of clinking coins and the laughter of those seeking fortune. But the pirate paradise was not without its sins. The vibrant life of Port Royal came to a sudden halt when a devastating earthquake struck in 1692, marking the decline of its golden age. As the years passed, the tides shifted. Treaties reduced the need for privateers, and many former pirates found solace in agriculture or naval service. By the early 18th century, the remaining pirates set their sights on the Indian Ocean, where the East India trade beckoned with new opportunities. Yet, Nassau in the Bahamas began to rise as a new haven, especially after the War of the Spanish Succession. Here, men who had once sailed as privateers embraced a life of piracy once more, igniting a new chapter in the ever-evolving saga of the Caribbean seas. As the sun set on Tortuga, a young sailor named Jacques stood at the water's edge, gazing at the horizon. He dreamed of adventure, far beyond the confines of the small fishing village where he had grown up. News of the buccaneers' exploits filled the taverns. Tales of treasure and glory danced on the tongues of men. Jacques felt the pull of the sea, a calling he could no longer ignore. On this particular evening, as the tide rolled in, a ship anchored nearby. Its sails flapped against the mast, and the Jolly Roger snapped in the wind. Jacques took a deep breath, heart racing. This was a ship of the Brethren of the Coast. He made his way toward the vessel, determined to seize the opportunity. On board, a burly captain named Raphael greeted him. Raphael had a reputation for being ruthless but fair, a leader respected by his crew. Jacques introduced himself and spoke of his desire to join the fight against Spanish oppression. The captain studied him, skepticism evident in his gaze. "Why should I take you?" Raphael asked, crossing his arms. "You're just a boy." "I can learn," Jacques replied, determination in his voice. "I'm willing to do whatever it takes." Raphael nodded slowly. "All right, we leave at dawn. Prove your worth and you'll find your place among us." Excitement coursed through Jacques as he joined the crew. The ship, the Black Serpent, was a blend of grit and glory. Men laughed and swore, sharing stories of past raids. But Jacques soon learned that the life of a pirate was harsh. There were long hours of work. Fear of Spanish gunships haunted every horizon. Days turned into weeks. Jacques trained hard, scrubbing decks during the day and practicing swordplay under moonlight. He learned to read the stars and navigate the treacherous waters. But beneath the camaraderie lay tension. The captain had a plan, one that involved a high-stakes raid on a Spanish treasure galleon rumored to be laden with gold. As they neared the Spanish coast, anxiety tightened the air. The crew gathered around Raphael as he outlined the plan. "This is our chance for glory," he declared, "but we must move swiftly and decisively." The night before the raid, Jacques found himself unable to sleep. He wondered what awaited them. Would they succeed, or would they find themselves at the bottom of the sea? The thrill of adventure battled with the fear of failure. As dawn broke, the sea shimmered like a jewel. The crew readied the cannons, their spirits high. Jock felt the weight of the moment. They sailed closer to their target, not knowing that fate had other plans in store. Something was amiss, and as they neared the Spanish galleon, a sudden explosion erupted from the fortress nearby, shaking the very heart of the ocean. The blast echoed across the waves, sending shockwaves through Jack's body. The crew of the Black Serpent reacted instantaneously. Their laughter vanished, replaced by shouts and frantic movements. Raphael barked orders, urgency pulsing in his voice. Jock felt the fear grip him. The galleon loomed ahead, but the chaos around them suggested danger was closer than they imagined. "Prepare for battle!" Raphael commanded, drawing his sword. The men scrambled, tension thick in the air. Jock grabbed a cutlass, feeling its weight. He had trained for this moment, yet doubt crept in. Could he fight against the Spanish soldiers defending their treasure? The smoke billowed from the fortress as another explosion rocked the ship. It was a race against time. The Spanish would be alerted, their defenses shifting from the surprise attack they had planned. Jacques' heart pounded. "We can't let this opportunity slip away," he thought. The Black Serpent closed in on the galleon. Raphael signaled for the cannons to fire. The shots rang out, powerful and fierce, as they struck the Spanish ship. Jacques steadied himself, readying for the boarding. The sound of metal clashing filled his ears. As they grappled onto the galleon's deck, chaos erupted. The crew fought valiantly, swords clashing and men shouting. Jacques, adrenaline surging, found himself face to face with a Spanish soldier. They exchanged blows, sweat and blood mixing in the frenzy. Jacques felt alive in that moment, every fear dissipating in the heat of combat. He struck true, disarming the soldier, who fell back in surprise. The tide of battle turned. The crew of the Black Serpent fought with conviction, their unity pushing them forward. Raphael fought at the helm, a formidable presence inspiring his men. The Spanish, taken aback by the ferocity of the pirates, began to falter. In a culminating moment, Jacques saw Raphael cornering the captain of the galleon. The two leaders clashed, swords ringing sharply in the air. With a decisive strike, Raphael emerged victorious, his sword held high. The remaining Spanish soldiers surrendered, fear etched on their faces. Cheers erupted from the crew of the Black Serpent. They had won, and with that victory came the promise of treasure. As they began to hoist the cargo aboard, Jacques felt exhilaration, but also a flicker of something deeper. The cost of their actions weighed heavy. Lives had been lost, and this was not merely a game of glory, but a harsh reality. Days later, under a sky dotted with stars, Jacques stood on the deck, reflecting on their raid. They had claimed gold, but the shadows of their choices lingered. What path would he choose now? The allure of piracy, the camaraderie of the crew, and its brutal realities danced in his mind. The ocean stretched endlessly before him, holding answers, but he had to discover them for himself. As the Black Serpent sailed towards the horizon, Jacques clenched his fist around a piece of gold, knowing the adventure had only just begun. The road ahead was uncertain, but he was ready to face whatever awaited him in the ever-changing tides of the Caribbean.